What you talking about?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on Jamestown 107.1 FM. We're also streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have Lorraine Davis. She is the founder and CEO of Native Community Development Incorporated and Native American Development Center. And Lorraine, welcome to our show.
Yes, thank you. Thanks for having me, Warren. Good morning. I want to share with you today a little more about the Native American Development Center. The Native American Development Center I had founded in September 2012. I am the founder and CEO of Native American Development Center and Native Inc. Mm-hmm. We do business as Native Inc. So just to give you a little bit more background about myself, my professional background includes community and economic development, community development finance, and also I've had the opportunity to run and start two nonprofit businesses. And my past experiences involve administrative support services of a tribal college, managing family housing at the tribal college, and also financial management at the Indian Health Services. And I can share a little more with you about the Native American Development Center's mission and some of its services, if you would like.
I would absolutely love that. I'll tell our listeners too. Lorraine will be a speaker at the upcoming JRE Center's virtual women's business conference. She's going to be one of the many speakers. She'll be presenting on Monday, March 7th at 10 a.m. And we'll give more details on that. But Lorraine, I'd love to hear more about Native American Development Center, if you'd like.
Okay, great. Thank you, Warren. The Native American Development Center's mission is to provide affordable lending services and financial education to Native Americans and other populations that are marginalized and distressed in communities throughout North Dakota. We do focus on statewide geography. We do include on and off tribal lands. And again, we just have an obligation to serve at least 60% of Native American populations in distressed communities across the state of North Dakota. Therefore, that means we are able to provide these services as well to, you know, other populations that also suffer with low incomes and, you know, living in distressed communities across our state. So I really love what the Native American Development Center does. I always refer to it out of the two nonprofit corporations that we have as our economic engine, because the Native American Development Center, I'm really excited about, is and had the opportunity to get a grant, a federal grant from EDA. And right now we're working on selecting a consultant to conduct a feasibility study in the Bismarck metro area to determine if a small business incubator is necessary in Bismarck for Native American populations. So Native American entrepreneurs, small business owners, and so forth. So really excited about that. That'll be publicized here later on this month. Could be the end of the month or early into April. So more to come on that. And we'll definitely update our website about that information. However, the Native American Development Center services, what we do under that umbrella is we offer several services. And one of the primary services that we offer is finance and credit coaching. So what that entails is we offer, you know, clientele. If someone is inquiring about taking a loan, for example, we offer, you know, like I had mentioned earlier, the credit builder loans and the micro business loans. And if they're wanting to take out a loan, what we do is we do a financial intake assessment and we're able to determine if they're ready for that loan. And so then what we do is follow through with finance and credit coaching as necessary. We do have some clientele that come through and they don't need any of that. They just need a little bit of technical support. So we do offer some preliminary business planning. Sometimes we see folks need help with developing a business plan. So we will assist in that effort. We don't get too far into the weeds with, you know, the business plan, for example, the financial forecasting components of a business plan and so forth. So what we do is we make direct referrals to the small business development centers in North Dakota, depending where the loan applicant is, you know, where they're living at and where they're at in the geography, we'll refer them to that small business Business Development Center. So some of the other things that we do in the service arena is we offer financial skills for Native families. So that's more of a family approach. That one is very good for a lot of the clients that we serve. A lot of times we see that, you know, there's clients that are in some of our programs, some of the low income programs. And so we're able to offer that program to them, which really helps them strive to, you know, achieve a better credit score, get some budgeting and emergency savings, and then also get into some of the credit coaching as well. So really good programs, very necessary to help folks, you know, start to think about planning their future and being able to achieve quality of life. Those goals are really designed and developed by the participants themselves. We definitely don't tell them, you know, what that is. And then also we offer HUD housing counseling. HUD housing counseling is really is aligned with our housing programs that we do under our other nonprofit corporation called Native Inc. that I mentioned earlier, that that is really heavily focused on homeless prevention. And so that's where we get referrals from for the HUD housing counseling service that we do under the Native American Development Center. So a lot of things that are included in that curriculum are such things as fair housing, making sure that you know how to, you know, make sure that your landlord is being responsible in their duties, and then understanding what tenant duties are, and you know, making sure that tenants are accountable as well. And then also the home ownership counseling. We do a lot of that, and we're really trying to strive for, in this curriculum, trying to strive for tenants to be able to sustain housing. That's the whole goal and purpose. And then to introduce them to the home ownership counseling. So again, they can start envisioning their future and start thinking through and planning that and just getting some of that preliminary education so that when they start planning and get more serious about taking out loans, maybe to whether it's just to improve their credit, they want to consolidate debt and do it that way, or they want to just plan and dive right into starting up a small business. And we don't do mortgage loans. However, we do have a relationship with banks and in the Bismarck area and are able to align them and make those referrals that way too. So that is pretty much what we all do under the Native American Development Center.
Again, we have Lorraine Davis, our guest here on Let's Talk About It. She is going to be one of the many speakers at the upcoming 2022 Women's Business Conference put on through the Jamestown Regional Entrepreneur Center, March 7th through the 11th. Lorraine will have many of these details and be able to talk more about her work. And Lorraine, is there any specific topic that you'll bring with you here for the upcoming free virtual virtual conference? Again, you'll be speaking on Monday, March 7th at 10 o'clock. I'm sure this will be a big topic of conversation, a big discussion. A lot of work goes into putting something like this together.
Yes, definitely. I really am excited to be able to really share about what it takes to start up a nonprofit business, because it is a little bit different in the way that you start up versus starting one up that is for profit. So I wanted just to enlighten, you know, some participants. You know, sometimes we don't get that information on how do you start up a nonprofit. You know, a lot of us know that it's very difficult, or we hear that it's difficult. So I want to enlighten participants about that. And also I want participants to understand, you know, the level of rigor that it does take to make a successful business happen, but also that they can do it. So I want to be able to empower participants to think about and know that they can start a business. If I can do it, anybody can do it. It just takes true commitment, a lot of fortitude, and just being able to see a vision and following it through.
Absolutely. So again, Lorraine, we appreciate the time. If people have questions about what we've talked about, obviously, with Native Community Development Incorporated or Native American Development, you know, if anybody has questions about that, want to prepare or set something up with you to discuss, because you covered a big range of things that are under your umbrella with this organization you've created. Where are some places you would send them to learn more about you or learn more about your nonprofit here?
Yes. Interested folks may go to our website. It is at www.ndnativecenter.org, or they can follow us on our Facebook page, which is at ndnativecenter.
Okay, very good. And again, Lorraine will be one of the speakers at the upcoming 2022 Women's Business Conference being put on by the Jamestown Regional Entrepreneur Center. You can go to jrecenter.com to get registered for this free event. And Lorraine, we greatly appreciate your time. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Warren. I look forward to meeting you.